The entire family was unbelievably attractive. Every single guy, drop-dead gorgeous. The same held true for their friends as well, because Rafe, Caden, and Reese were equally handsome.
"If I promise to be gentle, can I go see Nono?"
Jasper asked. Hazel nodded. "I think he'd love to see you. He's in his bedroom." Jasper started down the hall at a sprint until Tony called out,
"That's not a gentle walk."
The boy stopped in his tracks, then sighed heavily before moving at a slower pace. Hazel couldn't help but laugh as she looked at Jess. "He's the cutest little boy I've ever seen." Jess smiled and hugged her. "Okay, we're here now, so you're relieved of duty." "What?" Before Jess could reply, the front door opened again, Caden and Aldo walking in. "What are you guys doing here?" Hazel felt a slight heat that told her she was probably blushing. It had been 4 nights since she'd seen them, since they'd whisked her out for cheesesteaks, then rocked her world with that spanking. Hazel's libido had been on a slow, constant simmer since then, her body refusing to settle down. One look at them and it was as if all her fun girly bits came to life, ready to strike the bell for the next round.
"We're picking you up for our date."
Aldo pulled a bouquet of flowers out from behind his back. Hazel's eyes widened as she took the flowers, catching the sweet scent of the roses. "These are for me?" No one had ever given her flowers in her life. If she was being honest, she'd always thought men only did that in the movies, like it was just fiction and something that never happened in real life.
"Of course they are."
Caden leaned down to give her a too chaste kiss on the cheek.